From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, four more South Korean vessels transit the Strait of Hormuz, but more than 100 South Korean sailors are still stranded in the waterway. Investigators looking into the local election ballot shortages raid the offices of election officials for the city of Seoul and Seoul's Songpa district. And the number of births jumps 18% year-on-year in April, marking the steepest increase for the month since the compilation of relevant statistics began in 1981. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Four more South Korean vessels have transited the Strait of Hormuz for a total of six since the United States and Iran signed an interim deal last week to end their war. But the government says over a dozen other ships and more than 100 South Korean sailors are still stranded in the strategically contested waterway. Rosine Park has more.
The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries said Wednesday that four South Korean vessels have safely exited the Strait of Hormuz. A total of 26 South Korean crew members are aboard the four ships. The ministry said one of the vessels, a tanker carrying 2 million barrels of crude oil, is expected to arrive in Yeosu, South Jeolla Province, around the middle of next month. The other three are bound for third countries. These ships, which secured valid passage permits through the Persian Gulf Strait Authority, were reportedly directly contacted by the Iranian side when they were cleared to transit. South Korean shipping and logistics company HMM has confirmed that the oil tanker bound for Yeosu is a Universal Glory, while one of the other three vessels is the HMM Daon container ship headed for Oman. Now, 18 South Korea-linked ships remain in the strait, as well as 108 South Korean sailors, 33 of whom are on foreign vessels. The ministry said it's working to ensure that they all transit the strait, except for the HMM Namu, which was hit last month by two suspected Iranian projectiles and is undergoing repairs in Dubai. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Investigators looking into the local election ballot shortage incident have raided the offices of election officials for the city of Seoul and Seoul's Songpa district. The joint police prosecution team in charge of the probe said Wednesday that it searched the offices of 12 officials, three from the Seoul Election Commission and nine from the Songpa District Election Commission, as well as related locations. The officials in question were reportedly responsible for managing polling stations in areas of Seoul such as Jamsil, a neighborhood in Songpa District where ballot shortages occurred. The officials are being treated as witnesses to alleged violations of the Public Official Election Act by former National Election Commission Chair No Tae-ak. The investigation centers on allegations that the Election Commission made a poorly considered decision to reduce the number of printed ballots and failed to properly respond once the shortages became apparent on Election Day. The number of births jumped 18% year-on-year in April, representing the steepest increase for the month since the compilation of relevant statistics began in 1981. According to data from the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Wednesday, 24,521 babies were born in April, the highest figure for the month in 7 years. On-year growth in April has been on a steady rise, having posted an increase of 2.8% in 2024 and 9.2% in 2025. The total fertility rate, which is the average number of children born to a woman over her lifetime, rose 0.13 from the previous year to 0.93 and remained above 0.9 for the fourth straight month. A total of 20,622 couples tied the knot in April, up 9%, which is the sixth largest count for the month on record. The South Korean military says it has taken into custody a North Korean soldier who crossed the military demarcation line in the central front area on Tuesday night. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said Wednesday that details are currently under investigation by relevant authorities. The North Korean soldier has reportedly expressed an intention to defect. This marks the fourth defection case since the start of the Lee Jae-myung administration and the second involving a North Korean soldier. In October last year, another North Korean soldier crossed the MDL in the Central Front and expressed a desire to defect, after which South Korean forces took the soldier into custody and handed the case over to relevant agencies. Ruling Democratic Party leader Jeong Chung-rae has resigned, likely to seek re-election when the party holds a national convention on August 17th. At a Supreme Council meeting on Wednesday, Jeong said he has decided to step down after sleepless nights of self-reflection and looking back on his political career. Party floor leader Han Byung-do is expected to serve as the acting chief until the party convention. Jeong was elected in August last year to serve as party chairman for the remainder of President Lee Jae-myung's term, after an early presidential election last June to replace ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol. Jeong is expected to compete against Prime Minister Kim Min-seok and former DP chair Song Yong-gil in a three-way race for the two-year chairmanship. Presidential Policy Chief Kim Yong-bum has stressed the urgency of expanding housing supply, saying the country must build houses to address the shortage. Speaking at a forum hosted by the Gwanhun Club in Seoul on Wednesday, Kim said the nation is facing a difficult situation in which housing shortages over the past 2 to 3 years, strong corporate performances, and abundant liquidity have pushed up housing prices. Kim said the government is actively seeking ways to stabilize the real estate market under structurally challenging conditions. The policy chief underscored the need for bold measures to significantly increase the housing supply, adding that all possible policy options are being considered. On tax reform, including property and capital gains taxes, Kim said the government is reviewing ways to rationalize the taxation system to improve fairness and stabilize the housing market. South Korea's head coach Hong Myung-bo has stressed that the Taeguk Warriors will play to win their final Group A match against South Africa at the FIFA World Cup. Hong emphasized Tuesday during a pre-match press conference at the Monterrey Stadium in Guadalupe, Mexico, that South Korea will not settle for a draw as they aim to advance to the round of 32.
일단은 지금의 상황은 저희 팀한테는 나쁘지는 않지만 그렇다고 뭔가
The current situation for our team isn't bad, but I don't think it's particularly helpful either. Since this type of match is difficult to play and the opponent is very tough, if we start thinking a draw will be good enough, we are going to be in trouble. We will not give up and will prepare for the match with the mindset that we will win until the very end.
포기하지 않고 끝까지 꼭 승리 한다라는 마음으로 경기를 준비하도록 하겠습니다.
The team will advance to the next round in second place, even with a draw against South Africa. South Korea's match against South Africa kicks off at 7 p.m. Wednesday in Mexico, or 10 a.m. Thursday Korea Standard Time. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 267.18 points, or 3.26% on Wednesday, to close at 8,471.02. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 17.79 points, or 2%, to close at 909.31. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr. We'll be right back.